I'm Paul, I'm from Weston-super-Mare. I have been here before, a couple of years ago, I came with Paul Larkham. But I'm here to talk about CAP because 10 years ago in 2014, when my life was at its lowest ebb, CAP helped me. More of that story later. The title of today's talk is Compassion in Action. Compassion in Action describes exactly what CAP do. I like swapping the words around and calling it actional compassion. I've got some slides that won't come up, but the first one shows a picture of a large crowd. And when was the last time you can remember being in the middle of a large crowd? Back in the early 70s, I was about 19, at Ashton Gate in Bristol. Bristol City were playing Liverpool in a third-round FA Cup replay. They'd managed to draw at our Anfield, and there was a replay at Ashton Gate. And it was an all-ticket game, and I wasn't used to that. So by the time I got round to getting a ticket, my place was in the middle of the Liverpool fans. Still, I thought, I've got my red and white scarf, and I'll keep quiet. And when Liverpool scored, I moved about 12 steps down the terrace in, and then they breathed in again, and I moved back up the 12 steps. And it felt, at the same time, terrifying and just exhilarating. And one of the things we try and do at CAP is to pick out the faces in the crowd, help you pick out the faces in the ground. In the crowd of people that are drowning in debt in the UK today, all around us. And the next slide shows a lot of statistics that come up. There's one that really sticks in my mind. 16 million people in the UK today decide to skip a meal so that their children can be fed. That's a quarter of the UK population skip a meal, not because they're spiritually fasting, but because they can't afford food for themselves so their children can be fed. And in the reading we've just had, the first thing Jesus did, if you put up the beginning of the reading, please, the first thing that Jesus did was he noticed the crowd. And he's asking us today to do the same, to notice the faces in the crowd that are struggling. And the first words are when Jesus heard what had happened, was that John the Baptist had been beheaded, his cousin, and he's taken his disciples away to a solitary place to mourn and to buck each other up. But the first thing he did was notice the crowd, and then he had compassion on them. And compassion is not. If you look up the word compassion in the Greek text, we can all sound like we're Greek scholars today because we've got Google. But compassion doesn't come from the heart like an emotion of sympathy. Compassion comes from the gut. It's a gut-wrenching feeling. He had compassion on them. The feeling of compassion stirs you into action. And the next thing was, if you just go to the next bit of the reading, he said to the disciples, they don't have to go home, you give them something to eat. He got the disciples to join in with what he was going to do, and he's asking us to do the same today, to join in with him. And Christians Against Poverty is a vehicle we can use to make a miracle happen today. The charity's three vision statements are for transformed lives like mine has been, thriving local churches like this one is, and an end to UK poverty. Now, when you say an end to UK poverty, you just think, well, that's impossible, you know. But on that day, you know, up to 20,000 people were fed from a few fish and loaves. And all he's asking us to do is do what we can do to help. and watch the miracle happen. And so we want to pick out two faces in the crowd for you today. One is me, but me includes the story of the CAP Centre in Weston-super-Mare. So in 2013, a guy called John, who lived on the seafront in Weston, read a book by John Kirkby, who formed CAP, and he got a bee in his bonnet about people walking around in Weston that were far from the Lord and far from having the wisdom to manage their money properly and deep in debt. And so he paid out of his own pocket for two ladies to go to London to attend a weekend course to deliver what's now becoming a CAP money course. And so that was people from three different churches. And then in 2014, I came along, and my second marriage had just broken up. My life went into a tailspin, and one of those things was I let my finances go. And CAP helped me. They did exactly what I'd heard they do. They didn't judge me for the mess I got into. They didn't charge me a penny, and I didn't even have to be a Christian. And they helped me, and then they invited me on Alpha. And I hear that someone's doing an Alpha course this week. Thoroughly recommend it. The Holy Spirit turned up on Alpha, and only 15 months later, I was running Alpha in Locking Castle Church in Weston-super-Mare. And then those two ladies, one of them is now alongside Paul Larkham, a debt coach in Weston-super-Mare. There are two debt coaches, Paul Larkham and her. They're supported by 14 local churches inside and outside Weston, of which this is one. So I'm here to say thank you for your support for CAP, the CAP Debt Centre today. And CAP, since 2010 nationally, CAP have helped 20,000 people to become free of debt. And 12,000 of those have come to faith, of which I'm one. And they do, I think, the most remarkable job of evangelism in the UK today. We're together as individuals and as a church family, we are Jesus' hands and feet in the community. And we're not doing it for an ulterior reason. We just want to help people. And but we let them know that we're Christians. They're being helped by a local church community or several churches. And lots of them become Christians. So the other story I want to tell you is the story of Melinda. So you could play the video now, please.
The cost of living in the UK is rising, and it's changing people's lives.
So many people skipping meals is a sobering
thing that a third of employers are likely to make redundancies over the next year.
The average household energy bill could surge above £4,200.
I'm 62 years young. I was born in Barbados. I have a mental health issue. And when my boys were very young, I got very ill and I was laid off work. I think if you've got a mental health label, people don't take you seriously. I was getting £64 a week to feed and clothe myself and my children. I had to choose between buying something as simple as a bra. I didn't buy, because I would have to pay like the gas or the electric. The few things that I had started to break down. My fridge, my cooker, my television, and my washing machine all broke down within a week. And I went against my own principle of saving up. So I ran up over £2,000 I was also borrowing money from family members, seesawing between paying my bills and not having enough to live on. Sometimes I couldn't sleep at night because I was thinking, oh, I've got this to pay, I've got that to pay, and will the debt collectors be coming round, you know? The anxiety as to how will this play out was very real. I have had suicidal tendencies in the past, and my future never seemed set. I suddenly felt, because of my bills and because of my mental health situation, I was never going to make it, that I'm no good. I was very fortunate because the doctor I was seeing suggested Wimbledon Guild, and they recommended me to CAP. And when I contacted the number that they gave me, I spoke to Peter. And Peter was very, very helpful, very kind. And we went through the process that to get me out of debt, have all my bills and everything taken care of. And then one day he invited me to the church, and I went along. I was in awe because people were coming up to you and talking to you as though you were not a stranger, as though you were part of the family. And it's so uplifting. I really feel that I've come home, and I'm very glad to say that now I'm debt-free. And at first it didn't seem real because I had been struggling with my bills for a couple of years, more than a couple of years. To know that they had sorted it out in 3 months and that I didn't have to worry, it was such a relief. Oh, I can't tell you, I was so happy. Working with CAP has given me a desire to do better. I've actually started going to college, and I'm learning maths and IT. Peter encouraged me to become a befriender.
Having you there and saying, well, actually, I've recently gone through this process myself, it's a real comfort to other people to actually hear that, yes, you can, you know, you can get through the process and come to a place of flourishing.
Totally different point of view now. I'm looking forward to see what tomorrow will bring and what the future will hold. I'm feeling comfortable in myself and in my place with God. It has to be the work of God, because there was no way out, but God has made a way.
Across the UK, millions like Melinda are trapped under the crushing weight of debt and poverty, facing a future without hope. Together, we must fight to end poverty and its cruel impact on people's lives. As the cost of living crisis continues, there is no time to lose. By giving just £12 a month, you can help provide the support that someone like Melinda needs to start afresh. Church, let's put Jesus' compassion into action and end UK poverty together. Please join us and become a life changer today.
So what I liked at the start of that, she said, I'm 62 years young. And 10 years ago, I was 58 years old and feeling very old and weary, and I can't do this anymore. And now I'm feeling 68 years young. So the question is now, have you been inspired to do something? And this is the awkward part where I kind of put out a request for money. But there's no What's the word I'm looking for? There's no pressure with what we're asking. We're just saying, would you like to partner with us? And £12 a month, you become a life changer. That was the first thing I did when I was helped by CAP. I started giving £5 a month, and now I give 12. And if you already are a life changer for CAP, would you consider increasing what you give to us? Would you consider making a gift in your will for CAP? A lot of charities, is the main way they make income, but CAP has been have neglected that, gifts in wills. Could you become a befriender? So this church is already part of the family of CAP, Western CAP Debt Centre. It's one of the most enriching things that I do. In the last couple of years, I've been a befriender with a debt coach for three different clients, and seeing the Lord working in them before they realize it, and seeing the Holy Spirit working in them before they realize it themselves, having gone from that process to the other end, there's just, I can't almost explain the joy. And is there someone in the church that has got the skills to become a debt coach? And I know that we could definitely do with another one at the moment in Western. So with that in mind, let's pray. Father God, Abba, Dad, thank you for the chance of sharing the vision of CAP with this church, and help each of us to be inspired by what the Holy Spirit is saying to us now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.